See, Virginia Fields is the Manhattan Borough President. She joins us via phone from New York and from our NPR headquarters in Washington, D.C., Rodney Slater, former Transportation Secretary under President Clinton. He's now a partner at Patton Boggs Law Firm in the nation's capital. Good to have you both. Ms. Fields, let me start with you. The idea that this is really impacting to a great degree the poor and the downtrodden of New York City cannot be understated.
That can't be understated. First of all, let me say it's good to be with both of you. And the situation here in New York, as the previous guest mentioned, is very difficult, but people are moving. The city is moving. People are making it however they are doing it, walking, taking, you know, getting in cars with others. But it is a difficult situation for everyone, the businesses, but also the workers who are out there on those picket lines. And every time I hear the statement that, well, they're making $55,000, that is good. But when you look at who these people are, heads of household, many are single mothers with children, can't afford homes, having to pay the cost of living in New York City, that is not something that we should all be boasting about. What we should be doing at this point, from my perspective, Ed, is that the mayor and the governor should immediately stop the rhetoric and throwing darts at labor and bring MTA and labor to the table and work this out of low-income people for the good of the businesses and everyone who lives, works, or visit this city.
Rodney Slater, let me hang on 1 second, see Virginia Fields. Let me ask Rodney Slater this. You sit in an interesting seat, having been former transportation secretary. When you look at this situation, Rodney, particularly for minorities in this country, as see Virginia Fields talks about, you're not talking about rich folks who are out there on the picket lines. They're being adversely affected from their end, they believe. Yet the effect on the poor, as we heard from Mayor Bloomberg, the idea that many of these people, their livelihood literally depends on being able to get to work. It is a tenuous situation at best.
Ed, it really is. As has been stated earlier, with some businesses, they're actually able to provide alternative means of transportation for their employees. But there are so many people really across the region that's served by the subways and the buses who have no other means of transportation. And we're talking about their ability to get to a job or, as has been said earlier, to get their children to school, to do the fine shopping that you save all year for as you move into the holiday season. This is a very difficult time. And I would join Ms. Fields in saying that the governor and the mayor, they do need to reach out to labor, to the leadership of the MTA, and try to bring this matter to closure. I know that both have actually been working hard on it, but the rhetoric really on all sides needs to stop. People need to understand how transportation is the tie that binds. It's really the link to all other things that give joy and happiness to life, and it's essential. Yeah. And so we have to work together to find some common ground.
Before I go back to see Virginia Fields, Rodney Slater, let me ask you, when do you really start to see the tentacles of New York City reach out in a strike like this and affect far more of us than those that live within the boundaries of that city?
Well, you know, I've actually been thinking about that. There is probably no other place that gets the focus of America as New York does during this time of year. You've got all of the focus on Rockefeller Center. We're nearing the New Year's Eve celebration that will occur at Times Square. I mean, everyone is focusing on New York. You have a number of people who make a trip into the city for a couple of days to do a little shopping, and then they travel back home to the reaches of the United States. But New York is sort of the epicenter when it comes to this time of a year. And that's not considering the importance of its role as a business magnet, the home of the financial center of the nation, headquarters of many, many businesses, its wonderful tourism. And transportation makes the enjoyment of all of those amenities possible. So I, again, encourage the governor and the mayor to reach out to labor and the leadership of the authority and to try to find some closure here.
See, Virginia Fields, you're known for going out and reaching out and talking to the people in the streets. How do you strike the balance with, as you suggested during your first answer, that the people who are out on the picket lines are working class, they are heads of households, hard working people, yet the disproportionate number of minorities who are affected by this, it affects their livelihood drastically as well?
Well, again, that's why it's so important that we bring closure to this. I was out on the picket line last night just talking with some of the workers. They're very spirited, but they don't want to be out there. They don't want to be on a strike. And that's why I like to just bring back another point that I hope not any of your listeners will miss, and that is it is about real benefits to a group of people where an MTA, the Metropolitan Transit Authority here in New York City, has lost confidence in terms of dollars they say they do not have, yet we see them continually over the past 3 years to use dollars in ways that will not benefit the workers. So to put the workers' benefits on the table as one of the breaking points, pensions, to require our workers now to increase the amount of payment that they have to make into their pension plan and not involve the state legislature. Many of us believe that that is not the bargaining tool that the MTA should be using. And the president of the TWU has said, remove that from the table, we're back at the table. The governor has said, until you discontinue the strike, we are not coming to the table. Now, that's not good for any of these businesses, the people, and everyone we're talking about. So I think that labor has some real important issues that speaks to benefit that workers throughout this country should be concerned about, because if we lose the battle around Social Security and then you come into local communities and you lose battles around pensions, what are people going to have when they reach the age of retirement?
And this is part of the struggle there. See, Virginia Fields, Manhattan Borough President, and Rodney Slater, former Transportation Secretary under Bill Clinton and now a partner of Patton Boggs Law Firm in Washington, D.C. I thank you both for joining us. Appreciate
it.
Thank you, Ed.